More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This Saturday, the Boise Comic Arts Festival is returning for a weekend full of cosplay, workshops, and creativity. And with more than 30 guest creators joining the fun, it's sure to be one of the festival's best years yet. So joining us now to talk more are event organizer Josh Chappelle and Muriel Farian, one of the featured guest creators. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thanks, Gemma.
So Josh, let me start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of the Comic Arts Festival and how it got started?
Yes, we started the Comic Arts Festival 12 years ago, in 2013. it started as Library Comic Con, and it was something where it just seemed like some other libraries we'd seen were doing similar types of events, and there was just sort of a groundswell of interest in comics in the area, and so we wanted to kind of tap into that and see if the public would be interested in attending something that the library hosted for free. People showed up, and we've just been continuing ever since then.
Mm. So Muriel, you will be at the festival this weekend, and you have created some iconic characters. Let's start with the fact that you're the creator of Strawberry Shortcake.
Yes, well, Strawberry Shortcake, and actually 39 characters in that line.
Okay, so how did this come about? How did you? Because I have to tell you, when I was a kid, I had Strawberry Shortcake, I had Huckleberry Finn, I had Apple Dumpling. I'm trying to remember the rest of them, Muriel, but I loved these characters. And so how did you create this?
In 1977, we have a time in the greeting, it was greeting cards. I worked for a greeting card company, American Greetings, mm-hmm. and you have time to create something new. And that way you could test new characters for the greeting cards. And I had an art director that said, I want a ragdoll character. I want the theme to be daisies and strawberries. I want her to be pink and a ragdoll. And that was my go-ahead. And I created her for greeting cards. And it was going to be for greeting cards. But then
it became so much more.
Yes, exactly. Then it became more because Bernie Loomis, who made Star Wars a phenomenon, came to the company and said, I want something for girls that can be as big as Star Wars is for boys. Ah. That's how it started.
Okay. And then you also created Care Bears and the Get Along Gang.
Yes. So I was still doing Shortcake, but we had retreats away from the company. And I led a retreat to a teddy bear convention so we could free our brain and come up with new ideas. And I came back and I said, let's do teddy bears. And my boss said, no, duh, where did I send you? But the thing is, knowing who we are, we could do a bear that had never existed. And that's what we did.
Wow. And it has taken off. Muriel, what is it like to all of these years later, still see your creations out in the world like this?
I was kind of the artist with the bag over her head, unknown artist, right? Until social media came along. And people who had them when they were young, all of a sudden discovered there was an artist. It wasn't done by magic. It was actually an artist that did it. And then I was found.
Josh, what's it like to bring creators in like Muriel? And I know you have other guest creators that will be here this weekend as well.
It's fantastic that we have the opportunity to bring all of these amazing creators in. I'm a comics fan, and so it's always exciting. I mean, for me personally, obviously, to get to meet some of these folks that create the work that I love. And it's just fun to have them here so people in the community get to meet with them. They get to, you know, buy their original artwork and check out their books. There's a bunch of panels, workshops, things like that that'll be taking place. And so you also get to hear from them, you know, about how they go about creating the work that they do and some of the inside information, you know, about working within the comics and in the art industry.
And Josh, one of the things that makes Boise Comic Arts Festival so special is its Teen Comics Mentorship Program. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is something that we started 3 years ago, and one of my coworkers who's on the team planning the event had this idea and really was passionate about it. And so he brought forward the idea of a Teen Comics mentorship where we would try to, our goal with the program is to remove the barriers that kind of are in the in place for teens who are interested in art as a career, the barriers that are there for them when they're planning to attend their first convention. So we spend the summer with a number of different trainings that they take part in, prepping them to have their first table at their first convention. And then at the convention itself, we pair them with one of our guest creators from out of town. And so they get to spend the entire weekend learning from sort of by osmosis, just hanging around with people who do this professionally as a career. And so they get that chance to get some insights into what it takes to be in the comics industry.
Muriel, how important is it to foster this sense of creativity? I mean, not just for teenagers, but anyone at any age.
It is one of the reasons that I said I'd come back this year, because I get such a great joy, and I call it art forward, great joy of meeting young people that are following an art career. Because often when you go to school, et cetera, you don't see somebody in the business. This way, they see someone in the business, and I get to, I'm going to say critique, but I really get to inspire them, see what they have to do, and give them hints about what other things they can do to forward their career.
Josh, I know you mentioned that this will be the festival's 12th year. What has it been like for you personally to watch this event grow into what it is today?
That's such a great question. It's unexpected, I think. When we first started it, we started here at the library itself and in the warehouse across the street, and we just thought it was going to be maybe a little thing that people would be interested in, but did not anticipate that it would get to the point where we're able to host it at Boise Center. And that we can bring so many amazing creators, and we have, days worth of programming. Yeah, it's a, I don't want to sound cheesy, but a dream come true, I think.
I think it's
We were really
fine to
hoping.
say that. I think
Okay,
it's more
yeah.
than fine to say that. So before I let you go, where you mentioned the events at the Boise Center. So is it, give us the hours, things like that. How can people find out more, Josh?
Yes, so this Saturday, it'll be at the Boise Center. We open at 10 a.m. and go until 5 p.m. And then on Sunday, we'll open at noon and we will go until 5 p.m. Both those days there'll be Artist Alley, panels, workshops. Saturday, there will be cosplay. And there's the full schedule you can find on the library's website, boisepubliclibrary.org/BCAF, BCAF. Yeah, we're looking forward to everyone making it down. Come in costume.
Thank you both so much for your time and talking to us about this. We've been speaking with event organizer Josh Chappell and Muriel Farian, one of the featured guest creators of this weekend's Boise Comic Arts Festival, which will be at the Boise Center in downtown Boise. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
New from the Embedded podcast, female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.